over head kick. And what a goal it was!
Stewart makes it 1-1.
And it is a gorgeous little chip.
This could well be the moment.
Yeah.
It is the moment!
Hello and welcome to Kick Off, the official podcast of New South Wales NPL and Football New South Wales League competitions. Teo Pellizzeri back with you. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts for regular updates. Joined by my regular co-host Henley Warner. Henley, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. No, it's good to be back. Good for another season. No, it's going to be great. I'm very excited.
I'm just happy that our season previews haven't been debunked within the first couple of weeks of the season. It's only early doors, but hey, nothing too drastic just yet. We're going to get into some of the results now that the NPL New South Wales competitions for both men's and women's are underway, and we actually have a bit of a form line in both leagues. But Henley, it's important that we catch our audience up on what's going on around football in New South Wales. What is the latest that our listeners need to know?
Well, if you're, you know, still getting into it and you don't know where you want to watch some of your games, you're still unaware, all NPL New South Wales games and League One matches of the round are also broadcast live, free and on demand via YouTube this year, which is really exciting change for us. The second thing is we need to point out is that anyone heading to the home of football in New South Wales, our lovely Valentine Sports Park, this season, Football New South Wales is so delighted to now have an actual like new cafe on site. Dirk's Cafe has opened its doors to provide delicious, locally sourced food and superbly made coffee. So make sure you drop in and check that out the next time you're here. Teo, do you reckon you get a cup next time?
Not a coffee drinker, but that's not what Dirk's want to hear. Maybe they can convert me. So as we like to do, it is March when we are recording this. So Henley, give me your moment of the month, at least the month relatively speaking to when we last caught up for the season previews. Firstly, where are you taking us, men's or women's NPL?
I'm going to take you women's NPL.
Okay, what's your moment of the month?
Well, as we all know, I like seeing, you know, our younger girls come through the ranks in NPL doing really well, but this one's going to veer a bit to the side. So last week, we actually had some of our girls playing the AFC Under 20 Women's Asian Cup in Uzbekistan, and I really just wanted to give some credit and shout out to some of the girls from the NPL New South Wales stream itself. So we've got, you know, Maddie Caspers, Shay Holman, Talia Franco, Indira Santos and Janaya DeSantos from Institute. We had Claudia Chico from Apia, as well as Gemma Ferris, Peter Trimis, Lara Gooch, Alexia Apostolakis, and Carly Johnson. You know, some of these girls, I think, have great potential and, you know, perhaps future Matildas. They had some pretty crazy conditions over there, as, you know, some people may have seen on social media, them playing in snow and things like that. But I think that I can speak for everyone when we say that, you know, the Football New South Wales family is really proud of them, and I just can't wait to see them back with their NPL New South Wales teams this season.
Would you be taking us off the beaten path because your pre-season prediction to finish top of the ladder has lost their first two games of the season, Arfiel Leichhardt?
I didn't want to bring that up.
I'm bringing it up.
Sure, go ahead then. Ruin it for me.
All right, well, my moment of the month does come from men's NPL, where there has been a very even start to the season. But I believe that the Wollongong Wolves have sprung up and surprised many. When Tony Tanous and I did the season preview, we spoke about them as a bit of a wild card team. Now, don't get me wrong, over the course of a 30-game season, there are going to be twists and turns, but this is a really bright start for them. At the time of recording, they had won three of their first five, only the one loss, and sitting second on the table. So Wollongong Wolves, absolutely flying at the start of the season, including a win away at Blacktown City. I don't think too many people saw them coming as potential title contenders, but even if they were to make the top six, we know that Wollongong is a great football city and always gets good crowds and rallies behind their team. So I couldn't have asked for any better for them showing us what they're all about. And that is my sort of a broadly speaking moment of the month. So stay with us here on Kickoff because it's all about the players. And on the other side of this quick break, we'll get into our first guest.
Day after day, Kappa rewrites the concept of sportswear. Kappa means teamwork, past, present, and future. Kappa never stops, because winning starts within. Two people, one brand. Kappa.
Our first guest on Kickoff, arguably the biggest signing of the offseason in NPL New South Wales men's. At least that's what Tony Tanu said on our season preview when we got him to rank his top off-season signings. From the Marconi Stallions, it's James Temelkovski. James, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mate, you've delivered on the promise so far with goals in each of your first three games of the season. And as far as the Marconi team trajectory, maybe not the perfect start you would have been hoping for as a club, but you're certainly off to a flyer. So are you feeling good about how your game is going individually?
So far, it's been good. I just think slowly I'll get there where I want to get to. But we're doing well so far. Yeah.
Now, James, you've got a new club this season with the Stallions, and you've proven already to be one of the really valuable assets in the team. One of the things people seem to be commenting on the most, though, is this deadly combo of you, Dominic Costanzo, and Marco Jessic. Now, tell us, what is it like playing alongside some of these boys?
With Marco, there's a lot of experience, he's always there to help you. He's always there to cater and give us just an understanding of the game a bit more. Because obviously he's got so much experience and it helps a lot. And with Dom, he's one of my best mates right now. The chemistry is unmatched. And he's a guy that really wants to go the next level as well. And I want to go there as well. And it's good. It's firing right now.
Hang on, one of your best mates right now. What does that mean that if the assists don't keep coming, that could change?
We spend a lot of time right now with me and Dom. We want to do well, so that's why he's like one of my best mates right now.
So as far as how the team has been set up tactically, do you feel as though in terms of service, in terms of being advantageous to your strengths, that Marconi is putting you in a great position to succeed this season?
I think so. I just think we're not at where we want to be right now. We have a lot of injuries as well, and the team as well is just, it's a brand new team as well. But I think we're getting there. I think we're showing glimpses and how we can progress this season. And I think there's a lot more to show. And I hope, hope we get there as well.
Well, tell us internally about the chat and what the coaches and what the staff have had to say about the beginning to the season. Because certainly some of the results, you've had close wins, but also at the time of recording, the first loss of the season at the weekend just gone. So what's kind of been the vibe within the group and sort of the assessment of where you're at, given that it is such a marathon over a 30-game season?
Look, right now, because we've got a lot of quality on the park right now, I think we have players that can keep the ball really well now, and we're a team now that can keep the ball and high-press teams as well. We're pretty fit, and we got like high-caliber players to play now, and we're really trying to break down teams with our press and our high-attacking as well, because obviously with more goals, you win the game. So, look, right now, we're getting there, and I think, but eventually, hopefully, everyone comes back in time and we'll get where we need to get to.
Now, James, a bit more on like a personal note, you've played all over the country in the NPL competition. You started off here in Sydney, made your way down to Melbourne, then you had a really successful time with Metro Stars down in South Australia, and now you're back here again. But what I want to know is, like, what is that main difference between Football New South Wales, NPL, and the rest of the states? What is it that draws you back to Marconi, back here?
I think I just want to really prove myself in, they say it's a tougher league here, and because there's obviously more teams and more caliber of players, and just really prove myself to the Sydney leagues and show what I'm capable of, but that's why I've come back here for a reason.
I mean, on your travels, though, Adelaide certainly, gave you a great showcase, the number of goals you scored, and also Metro Stars going on that Australia Cup run. What was the main thing that you took out of your experience there? Because the New South Wales to South Australia move is not a very common one, especially at the NPL level.
Of course not. When I first decided to go there, with a TD over there called Nick Kuzman, he said to me, this would be the right move for you, and you really kind of guide me in the right direction, and just be consistent and play week in, week out, and play at a high level as well with Danny Greystone as well, with a good coach, always trying to train us really hard and show that next level to go somewhere. which was a good move for me. And I just wanted to really play consistently with like high level. Always play high and always try and score goals. And that was the aim for last year for me.
You have played in the past at Sydney United and at Rockdale, so and Sutherland as well. So you know what it's like to have a home ground as a synthetic. But after getting a taste of Melbourne and getting a taste of Adelaide, was Marconi playing on grass a big factor in why you decided to go to them?
Yeah, it is a big factor. I believe for in general, playing on synthetic, it really hurts a lot. Your knees, your back, and it plays a big like impact in your injury list. For me, coming and playing my cane right now, I've got less injuries. I'm saying niggles and all that compared to last year and the years beforehand. But then again, I'm obviously used to synthetic, but having grass pitch is a luxury, I believe.
Now, with all that wealth of experience, though, that you've accumulated throughout the years of playing in South Australia and in Melbourne, what is that next goal for you? Because you've seemed to be everywhere. What is that next thing that you're wanting to achieve in your footballing career?
Probably the A-League. Probably the A-League, a professional contract, and I'm just working towards that and score as much goals as I can and try to actually win something for Marconi this year. That's the aim as well, is to win something for Marconi and put Marconi back on the map as well.
Is there much chat amongst the players about the National Second Division? Because Marconi is one of the clubs with their hand up, but obviously there are a lot of moving pieces still yet to be revealed and announced, other than Marconi's in the race and they're one of the eight teams that's, you know, going to be at the forefront of it. But is that something that's front of mind for you, that the chance to turn professional might be there for you without necessarily having to break into the A-League?
Look, of course it is. Of course it is, but I believe obviously you focus on what's ahead of you right now, like today, for instance, not tomorrow. So, like, I can't really rely on Marconi being in the B League. We don't know what's going to really happen, but obviously that's a bonus. If Marconi is in the B League and everything's happening there, it's obviously a bonus. But yeah, I'm just focusing on Marconi right now and try to win something for Marconi. And if the B League comes, and I'm here, that's a bonus.
Have you put a target on how many you want to score for the season? Because as we mentioned, 30 is a lot, and the ebb and flow of form, you know, when winter hits, you know, right now, you know, training's in 30 degrees plus and matches are, you know, 35 degrees plus, but by the middle of winter, everyone's going to be feeling very different. But did you have a number in mind for how many goals you set for yourself at the start of the season?
Look, I think 30 is the aim. I scored 32 last year in all comps. I want to do 30 this year because obviously with 30 games, I want 30 goals. I just want a goal a game. I don't ask for a brace. I don't ask for a hat trick. I just want a goal a game because I think that's pretty humbling for myself. I think I can do it. I think I get enough chances to score. All I need is one chance, and that's just how I am. So I think one goal a game and equals up to 30. I think 30 is the aim.
Put it this way, Marconi won't complain if you are scoring doubles and hat-tricks, though. But as you say, a humble aspiration. Before we get into some quick Q&A to finish, just what's been the biggest thing that's changed since you've gone out of New South Wales and come back? Because there a lot of the clubs, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Obviously, the league has gotten a lot bigger. It's gone from a 22-week season to 30. Four teams were promoted in, so it went from 12 to 16 in one season. And then, of course, last year, first past the post. This year, finals are back. But is there something you've noticed that's different, or does it largely still feel like the same competition that you grew up playing in?
It is different. Like I said, the teams now, every team now is actually really good. Like, you're not versing a weak side anymore. You're versing a competitive side. Like, we versus Spirit, we just beat them. Like, it's just all these games now, you're going to have to be on. Like, because it's going to be competitive at all. Like, all these teams now, anyone can beat anyone. So, it's always been like that, I feel like. But now, there's been more variety of teams.
Now, James, before we finish off, we'd like to do a little quick Q&A, like 30-second kind of thing. Are you up for it?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Alrighty, so our first one off the rank is your first football memory. What is it for you?
First football memory. I think just getting trained by my father at the park and running laps, making me run laps.
Special memory indeed, though.
Yeah.
And favourite footballer of all time?
Favourite footballer of all time. I have a few.
Give us your top two.
Yeah, two. Cristiano Ronaldo and Luis Suarez.
Boy, all right. Day or night matches?
Night matches.
Best footballer you've come up against?
Best footballer I've come up against?
That's a pass.
He can't do it. He's going next.
Yeah, sorry, guys. That's all right.
That's all right. What's the go-to song in the change room, that karaoke song that everyone has playing?
You know what? We have a variety of different ones, so I don't... Okay. The way you make me feel, I think it is. Oh. I think that's a song.
Bit of a banger, yep. What's the dream stadium to play in?
The dream stadium to play in probably is Anfield.
And last one, what NPL team do you want to defeat the most this season?
Ooh, the most?
Yeah.
Probably Rockdale.
Well, James, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. All the best for the rest of the season. There is a long way to go, and speaking in March will feel like a distant memory when the season gets to its business end. Yep. But you're off to a flying start. It is great to have you back in NPL Men's New South Wales, and we appreciate you speaking to Kickoff.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Big thanks to James Temelkovski and the Marconi Stallions, the first of many guests who will be coming up on the Kickoff podcast this season. And our next is in NPL Women's. So after this short break, we'll go to our next guest. Every NPL New South Wales match live, free and on demand on YouTube. Subscribe to the Football New South Wales YouTube channel today. Welcome back to Kickoff. It's time to turn our focus to NPL Women's New South Wales. We're only a couple of weeks into the season, but already there have been some surprise results and some teams putting their hand up to be taken seriously. One of them is Manly United, and even at a young age, one of their, I would say, well-recognised players is Phoebe Gilbane, who joins us on the podcast. Phoebe, it's great to have you speaking to us on Kickoff.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So you are still quite young, but I mean, following this competition, anyone would think that you're kind of an institution and a household name at Manly United. It seems as though I look at this team and I see a lot of mature players, senior adults. It's not a team that's totally filled with kids. Do you get the feeling that this is actually a Manly United team this season that is sort of full of players coming into the prime years of their career?
Yes, absolutely. I think we've added some really good players, as well as kept some good players on from previous years where we've worked together quite well. And I think that's going to be one of our really big strengths this year. Having those older brains around the park, which is so good.
Manly's been a team that's been a contending team, been in grand finals in the early 2010s, and I guess now in the 2020s, what's the goal for the club? Is it to get back into finals? Is it to be winning the title? What's actually been the chat amongst the group about the expectations you've set for each other this season?
Absolutely, to make finals. I think that's our first goal. We do obviously want to go all the way and win the grand final, but our first baby step would be to make the finals this year.
Now, at the time of recording, we're only just had round two for the women's, but your season started off with a bang against RPL, where the girls came away with a 1-0 victory. Now, I have to know, what was going on in the change room afterwards? I'm imagining like massive celebrations. Tell us, what was it like?
Everyone was over the moon, to be fair. I think before the game, no one expected us to win. I think all the hype around RPL for this season. And we really just wanted to go out and prove everyone wrong that we were, contentions this year and we could beat anyone. And I think that's something we did. And I think we were really happy with that performance and the team effort because it was such a hot day. Everyone was very, very excited and a bit relieved, I think, after the final whistle blew.
There's certainly been some season-to-season continuity with a lot of the names and the faces, and yes, there have been some additions, but how important has that continuity been? Players like Caitlin Jarvie, Emily Manette, yourself, Nicole Stewart, Ruby Jackson, Nicole Simonson, your goalkeeper. It seems as though the core, Manly's got its own distinct identity as a club, and it seems as though, once players are there, they love the shirt and they love playing for the team.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's kind of the environment that Manly create. Once people are there, they don't want to leave. And I think that's really good for us because I think it gives us some structure and in the way we play and the way we approach games. And it's also nice with developing friendships with all those girls because you play with them for so long.
Tell us about what you will be doing positionally this season, because in games I've commentated, you've played at right back. I've seen you fill in at centre back. But what is your preferred role and what do you think you'll be doing for most of the season this season?
Yes, I've played quite a few across the back line, but this season definitely more of a right back. That is my preferred position. I like to get forward, so I used to be a winger back in the day. So I'm quite an attacking fullback, which is something I'm working on this season, and I hope to get into a lot of attacking positions this year as well.
Now, as we know, the NPL Women's hands a lot of players back and forth between the A-League, and the seasons now overlap, and it's starting to become a bit more of a situation where full-time A-League players won't come back and play in the NPLW. So what do you see at this stage of your career as the next thing you need to do to make the leap? Because I'm not trying to, you know, gas you up just because you're our guest. I am a bit surprised that you haven't been picked up by a team yet. What do you think it's gonna take for you to take that next step and break into the National League?
Well, it's definitely something that I'm looking to do, and I've been looking to do for a couple of years now. But I feel like this year, being a bit older, I've finished uni, I can really focus on my football. I think that's going to really help with getting to the next step. For me personally, I think it's just, as I said before, I'm a very attacking fullback. And that's something I want to work on this season, getting forward more, hopefully scoring some goals, some more assists. And I think that will really help with hopefully getting picked up by an A-League women's side this year.
Now, if we're going to look further into the season just for a little bit for a sec, round 10 may be a few weeks away, but I'm already sensing that's going to be a bit of an interesting game for you. For our listeners that don't know, Phoebe's sister Liz actually plays in the same league over at Gladesville Ravens. Now, Phoebe, most people were probably wondering, you know, who's getting the bragging rights when they get home. But what I want to know is, who are your parents going to be supporting? Is this going to be like one parent's got a Raven scarf, the other one's got a Manly hat? How is this going to sort out in your family household come that weekend?
Well, last year what they did, my mum's quite creative with the sewing. She got a jacket and she put a Manly emblem on one side and a Ravens emblem on the other side.
I like this woman. Yes.
So it was very, very cute. I think she was secretly going for Ravens because they'd just come up. But yes, that's kind of what they do. My dad goes for like the Ravens shirt and the Manly hat. So they try and mix and match.
I need to ask, why is it that you play in different teams? Because so many siblings often try to seek out playing in the same team. Certainly in the case of twins, you know, we've had the Sykes twins at Canberra United or the Taranto twins now at Western United. And having known the Tarantos since they were, you know, coming through the junior ranks, they steadfastly refused, even when coaches told them that it would be better for their football to play in different teams. They refused to be separated. They always had to be teammates. Why is it that it's happened for you and Liz that you're in different teams?
It's a good question. So we did used to play together for quite a while. So we had all our youth league together, both at Ravens, we were. And then we were both at Manly for a little bit as well. And then in seniors, we've never actually played in the same first grade side. We played resis together. But yeah, it's just, I'm not really sure why, but I actually think it's been better for both of us being different because we play the same positions, which makes it hard. So we're very competitive with each other. But yeah, actually, it's so much funner playing against her, I think, than on the same team.
Who's got the better left foot then out of the two of you?
She's got the better left foot. So she usually plays on the left side and I'm usually on the right. Yeah, she's got the better left foot. I'll give her that.
Now, you mentioned just then about your youth career, but you were at Manly United for quite a while now. You're starting when you're in your under 15s and have made your way up now calling at home for your senior career. So far, but what is it that keeps drawing you back to this club every year?
Oh, it's hard not to go back. It's honestly one of the best clubs I've been a part of. All the the coaching staff, all the girls, they're so welcoming. And I think we've got the best facilities. We've got on-site physio. We've got an unbelievable field as well. And I also coach there as well. And the girls are incredible. You probably hear them if you're commentating in the stands. They're just, yelling my name out no matter what I do, even if it's terrible. But I think that club environment is something that Manly is so good at. And that's why people come and they just never leave.
Well, that's one of the fun facts about you. You know, you not only are you a player at Manly, but you also are a coach for their SAT programs. What does your week look like?
So I'm also a part-time teacher as well. So it's quite a hectic week I have, but I also find coaching helps me with my playing aspect. When you look at the other side of the game and you like dive deeper into the tactics and all that stuff, I find it helps my game as well. But yes, my weekdays are quite busy as well as my weekends, but honestly wouldn't change it.
There's one player in the current Manly United team I wanted to ask you about, because the club obviously is quite proud to have had Remy Simpson come through from the juniors to become a Matilda in not too recent history. Now Carly Johnson, another Manly junior, is in the young Matildas at the moment. But someone who's actually playing week in, week out in the NPL Women's, Sienna Dale, she's already played for the junior Matildas, the under-17 national team, scored goals for them, won games for them, and she's playing in the NPL Women's. What is she like as a teammate, and what's it been like seeing her break into senior football as someone who clearly has a lot of upside into her future?
It's so good seeing someone so young playing in the NPL but also representing Australia for the junior national team. It's so good. She's one of those players at training. You see that you're up against her and you're like, oh no, here we go. But she's honestly one of the most hardworking people. She expects so much of herself, which is so good. She's so hard to mark. Honestly, I don't, what's the word? I don't ever want to be marking her on the when I'm on the opposition side, ever.
Well, I mean, if you end up in the A-League Women's, you may not have a choice. It might be Sienna Dale one week and Courtney Vine the next. But one other thing, you mentioned that you coach yourself, but Manly United has this great reputation of looking to use their reserve team for depth, but also promote from within with their junior ranks. Is there a name that we haven't seen in the seniors yet? You know, you mentioned yourself that you came through the reserves team. Is there a name we haven't heard or hasn't been up in lights yet that someone who maybe trains with the seniors or that you know of who could be a breakout player in the back half of the season?
Ooh, I think we've got a few in resis that are really good. Probably Indy Horsley. I think she's a winger for resis. She's so good on the ball, so technical, and can strike a ball as well as Ellie Kerr as well. She was in this. She's played a couple of first grade games in the past couple of years, but hasn't consistently got first grade minutes. I think when she's on, she's unbelievable. So I think those two names definitely could be seeing a little bit of this year.
Well, we will put those in the little black book. But for now, to finish up, Henley's going to do some rapid fire Q&A. Just the first answer that comes to mind. Henley, take it away.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What's your biggest football ick?
Oh, biggest football ick? The tiny little shin pads.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, I know this is quick, but I have to agree with her on that. Favorite footballer of all time?
Ooh, Messi.
Yep, the go-to karaoke song?
Ooh, probably The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
Ooh, banger. And what's that post-game feed looking like?
Oh, 100% pasta.
And what's your first football memory you have?
Probably going down to the park with my dad and my twin sister and my dad trying to get us to practice our left foot.
So he's the reason for that left foot. And just to finish off, what is the NPL team that you most want to beat this season? Who is it?
Look, I would have said RPR, but we've already done that. So
tick done.
Listen to that.
I love it.
Next up, Gladesville Ravens, of course.
Yeah, get that sibling rivalry going on.
Well, Phoebe, it's been great to chat with you. All the best for the rest of the season. It is a long season and we're only early doors, but you've set a really high bar for any other guests we have on kickoff from the NPL Women's for the rest of the season. Good luck to Manly United and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Well, Henley, I have to say this has brought back a lot of memories of last season's Kickoff podcast, where we got to know the personalities around the league and an insight into the players that make this competition so fantastic. And I feel as though we've started 2024 in a very similar fashion.
Absolutely. The people we had on today are all great ambassadors for the sport. And honestly, we've got Manly and we've got Marconi on today. I think it's going to be a great season for both the teams. Can't wait to see how they finish off.
So it is only early stages of the season and teams are establishing their squads, the ladders. It's a great chance for you to get out while the weather is still summery. If you're, you know, more into the winter type, you know, rugged up and hot drink at the football, you're going to be waiting for a couple of months yet. I think there's still a little bit of summer just kicking on. If you enjoy the summer football, t-shirt and shorts type, then it's still the perfect weather for you. Henley, how can people catch up on the editions of the Kickoff podcast? Because we've mentioned the season preview a couple of times. Maybe people are going to want to go back and listen to it if they haven't heard it yet.
Well, for the podcast, it is on all your streaming services. If you want it on Spotify, on the Listener app, you can go and get your podcast there, your nice little, what are we, monthly fix of all things NPL and football. That is the place to get it. Go listen to it. Even go back last season, have a listen to some of the characters there, because some of the people in those podcasts are playing again this season. So get to know the people around the game and yeah, come watch a game every so often.
Don't forget to rate it 5 stars and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Henley Warner, I'll probably see you on the Football New South Wales and NPL New South Wales social media channels out and about
yes.
at games.
Yes, so we will.
All the best until we reconvene for the next edition of Kickoff.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
And my name is Teo Pelizzeri. Thanks for your company. Don't forget, we will be back in about a month. So make sure to subscribe. You've been listening to Kickoff, the Football New South Wales NPL and Leagues podcast.
One to go, the overhead kick, and what a goal it was! Stewart makes it 1-1.
And it is a gorgeous little chip. This could well be the moment.
Yes!